Welcome to the Career Espresso podcast. I'm Amanda, career and leadership coach and founder of Ready to Rise. It's my mission to help women navigate the workplace with clarity and confidence so they can get the careers they truly deserve. In each episode, I'll be sharing actionable tools and strategies that will help you be more successful and tackle those tough workplace topics. Whether you're early on in your career, returning from a career break, or stepping into your first leadership role, I'm here to help you take control of your career. Quite simply, it's work and careers done your way in the same time it takes to drink your morning coffee. Let's jump right in and get to work on the career you know you deserve. Hello, and welcome back to Career Espresso. Feeling stuck sucks. Because when you're feeling stuck, well, you're stuck. There might be no obvious way out. Maybe it started impacting your confidence. You might be feeling unmotivated and maybe your performance has started to suffer, or you're not enjoying your work as you once did. If any of this sounds uncomfortably familiar, today's episode is for you. It might be helpful or not to know that we all feel stuck at work from time to time. In fact, as a coach, it's one of the main things that people come to me for help with. Maybe you took a job thinking it would be temporary, and 5 years later, you're still there. Or you've returned from a career break and everything feels really overwhelming. Your circumstances might have changed and what was once a good fit doesn't gel with the life that you want in future. Or maybe you took a job that seemed to be one thing and it's turned out to be something completely different and not in a good way. And now you're feeling stuck because you've only just got there and you don't feel like you can really leave so soon. I've worked with a few coaching clients who were disappointed in their new roles, but felt it would be damaging to their CV and their future prospects if they upped and left before they'd been in post for at least a year. It could be that it's not even that dramatic. Maybe you've realised you've just stopped enjoying your job, or you're plain bored with a complete lack of challenge or development. Whoever you are, and however you got here, it is what it is. The important thing is that you need to figure out what to do next. And I'm going to be covering 7 ideas that you can use to help you get unstuck. Let's jump in. 1. The activity removes doubt principle to get unstuck. You need small but actionable steps to help you make some progress and indeed make decisions about what could come next. It's the activity removes doubt principle. I remember my first coach saying it to me, and it was at a time when I felt incredibly stuck in my career. The fear of what could happen was stopping me from doing anything at all. When you feel like that, your mind goes into self-protection mode and turns into an excuse-generating machine. The activity removes doubt principle counteracts this effect by getting us to instead act with intention and ask yourself, what's the worst that could really happen? And if something bad did happen, what would your plan be to mitigate it and maybe repair it even? Then consider the best that could happen if you, let's be honest, just pull your finger out and do it. Or, as I like to call it, the Nike principle. Doing little and often also helps you to see what could be possible. However stuck you feel now, it's never too late to make a change and take control of your career. Start with just one small step a day. When you've got those big goals, it can feel overwhelming, I know. Just take one step forward every day. Are you working towards a delayed promotion? Maybe ask to be put on one new project. Ask one question in every meeting next week. Reduce the overwhelm by keeping it small. Do just enough to keep moving step by step with consistency. 2, ask what instead of why for a powerful mindset shift. Questions are great. I'm a coach, I would say that, we love them. But they can also keep you stuck. Why can be a big problem. Why couldn't I speak up in that meeting? Why haven't I asked for that promotion? Why tends to be a question to use when we assign blame, and it keeps us looking back instead of forward. So, I guess I'm not that great at putting myself forward in meetings. I really don't deserve to be a manager after all. Not great. Instead of why, try asking what. To use the example of a promotion again, instead of why can't I do this, ask what makes this feel hard for me? What support do I need? Reframing the question shifts the focus from blame, which is unhelpful and unproductive, to diagnosis mode. You can't do anything with blame. Once you've got a diagnosis, you can move to problem-solving mode. Moving from why to what pulls you out of past thinking and helps put you into future thinking. 3. Watch out for excuses that will just keep you stuck. Excuses will do just that. Finding reasons to wait and see how a situation might play out before you make a decision could keep you where you are for quite some time. Don't believe me? Take a look around you. In every organisation, there is at least one person who is complaining about how miserable or mistreated they are. So, why haven't they moved on or done something about it? You could just wait and see how your next performance review pans out, or instead of waiting and feeling stuck, what would happen if you started to look for some new roles that might be out there? 4. Evaluate your career skills. Knowing and valuing your skills is never time wasted. Create a list of every skill you have, so a bit like a skills portfolio, even if they're not strictly related to the current job, so the job you're doing right now. Sometimes you've been doing a job for that long, everything is second nature, and you've forgotten just how much you actually know and what that's worth in terms of your career currency. Look at your current and past job descriptions to see what skills you've gained. Get feedback from people you trust to understand how others see you too. 5. Look for the growth opportunities. Sometimes comfort can leave us feeling stuck. The same routine means you miss opportunities to develop or advance. Growing your professional network or learning a new skill can be a great way to get out of that career rut and kickstart your development. 6. While we're talking about networks, ask for help and grow your network at the same time. No one person has all the answers. People say, it's all right for you, you're a coach. Even we don't have all the answers. At some point, sooner or later, everyone needs help, including coaches. The difference between people who make progress and people who stay stuck is a willingness to be vulnerable, expose weaknesses, and ask for that help when you need it most. No person is an island. And yes, I'm sure if you were to be an island, you'd be an idyllic tropical paradise. Think how you find your way round an island. So it's strange to you. What would you need? You'd need a map. How about making a me map? Think about all the things you need support with to help you. Learning from failure, maybe, interview practice, speaking up in meetings. Think of the people you might go to when you need help with each of these areas. So it could be a number of people, maybe it's not just one. Be sure to get in touch and regularly connect with these people. And whilst you're at it, think about what you can give back to others too. So you don't always feel like you're only getting in touch when you're making an ask or you need support. And that way they won't feel like that either. 7, meet your fears. Coaching is great, but it comes with a risk. And that risk is an uncomfortable conversation. Sometimes you'll be working with a client and you might make suggestions to them and they don't always feel easy or possible. Client might even feel, well, that's easier said than done. But none of the things I've covered today are beyond you. But here's the thing. They do require your commitment. A commitment to yourself and a commitment to personal responsibility. That and a willingness to be ready to fail too. Whether it's job searching, accepting a promotion or returning to work after a career break, these things can all prompt fears of the unknown. Whilst fear tries its very best to keep us safe from harm, it's also a sign that you're giving yourself a positive challenge and you're growing. Try speaking to someone you trust to get their input and perspective. Staying stuck is hard. Whether you're bored, unfulfilled, losing confidence, or your current role isn't working out alongside your lifestyle. But changing is also hard. Doing something new that will stretch you. maybe stepping into the unknown or taking a risk. But in order to get unstuck, you need to choose which sort of hard is the most bearable. New is always going to be hard to begin with, but remember, it's not going to feel hard forever. So I'd like to leave you with this week's career coaching question, which uses the concept of future you to help you when you're feeling stuck in your career. Using this reflection helps you climb out of your present situation and focus on possible options of what you could try. Next time you feel stuck, take a moment to ask yourself this question. When you imagine your future self looking back at this very moment, what advice would they give you? Love to know how you get on with this one. And if you need help getting unstuck or simply want to get clear on what your career options are before you make a decision, I can help. Subscribe to my new free career development and coaching community, which supports women to get the careers they really want and deserve. I'll pop a link in the show notes. That's everything for today's episode, and thanks for listening to Career Espresso. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps the show to grow, not to mention giving feedback to make future episodes even more useful to you. And don't forget to share the show details with your friends and colleagues too. As ever, you can reach me on Instagram, LinkedIn, by email, and at wearereadytorise.com. And if you want to take control of your career and you're not sure how to get started, why not subscribe to my weekly Work Your Way newsletter? It lands in your inbox every Thursday lunchtime and shares career and workplace tips that you can implement with ease. Find the sign-up link in the show notes. See you next week for another new episode of Career Espresso. Bye for now.